The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Sunny to partly cloudy skies with a shower or thunderstorm around from this afternoon into the early evening, high 88 to 91. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 71 to 74, and a thunder shower or two into the afternoon on Saturday, high 88 to 91. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Michael Stack.
Weather has been brought to you by Total Air Solutions, helping you escape the Florida heat. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to TotalAirFL.com.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to another installment of the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. Your host today is Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center, and we'll bring, I am sure, an interesting topic to light. If you have questions or comments along the way, the phone lines will be open. Just give us a call at 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. And I am very happy to say that we're here for another beautiful day. Today, we have a great topic we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We have been going through and getting to know our bodies. Mm-hmm. We've been doing the digestive system. Last week, we spoke about hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a caller that asked about how much it costs to get the test. The test runs, one lab we found cost about $99.
This would be uninsured.
Yeah, uninsured. Mm-hmm. But again, I really stress that everyone needs to call the labs ahead of time, find out, and also if you have insurance, go through your insurance and know what lab to be checked at. Remember we said that the recommendation is everyone born between 1945 and 1965 should be tested for hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke about the liver. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But I want to understand something. Maybe somebody can call me and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the conventions on the television. I watched the Republican convention, the Democratic convention, and it was, both of them were great. They had great shows. They had enthusiasm. They had music. They had balloons, confetti. Why don't we have a convention for our bodies?
That's an interesting question.
Why can't we have somebody stand up and say, hey, I'm your liver. I love you, and I'm here to take care of you.
Well, you got to give the two parties credit. They sure know how to put on the dog, as they say, when it comes to putting on a show. They really do it up.
Well, why can't we do that? Why can't mm-hmm. somebody say, I love my country, mm-hmm. which I really do. I love my country. I feel very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't somebody say, I love my body and I want to know how I can take care of it?
Well, championing the body and health, that's sort of what you do. This is a start.
Right. That's why I want to throw out the balloons. I want to put out the music. Why can't we, I was thinking, why can't we, every day of our birth, do an assessment? Remember we talked about looking at your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to remind people, what are your numbers? Your blood sugar, your waist size, your blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
your lipids, what is your cholesterol, your LDL, your HDL? Why can't maybe on our birthday we do something where we throw out the balloons, throw out the confetti and say, my goodness, I'm going to assess my body. I'm going to make sure I make an appointment to see my doctor or get a doctor, and I'm going to take care of myself. Because we know without your health, the health is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'm going to talk about the liver, but I want everyone to have this concept. Maybe we should plan a convention and celebrate all the wonderful things every part of our body does. So today we're going to talk about the liver. You go, ooh, the liver. Well, guess what? The liver is the largest internal organ in our body.
I didn't know that.
It weighs almost 3.5 pounds.
Hmm.
It's located right underneath our rib cage on the right upper quadrant of our abdomen, and it extends over to the center part. It is an incredible organ. It's an endocrine organ, which means it produces hormones and substances that go directly into our blood, and it also produces bile. Remember we spoke about the gallbladder? It produces bile. So it secretes bile into these tubules, which gets stored in our gallbladder.
It's a real multitasker of an organ,
isn't it?
It
is. You cannot live without a liver. The liver is a big biochemical factory that not only makes chemicals, meaning it makes proteins, it breaks down, it detoxifies, and it's a storage facility. So I'm going to talk about the liver. The liver is so important. As I said, it is critical to life. You cannot live without your liver. And yet, there's things we can do every day to help protect our liver and keep it functioning. So what does the liver do? It produces amino acids. It's a building blocks. It produces protein. It gets blood from our intestines, which it metabolizes carbohydrates, which makes sugar. It stores sugar in case we need it. Mm-hmm. If our blood sugar goes low, it produces the cholesterol, our lipoproteins, the LDL cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol. It also produces something that's very, very important. Everything, it produces the proteins that help us to clot our blood.
Mm.
If you cut yourself, if you don't have the correct proteins, you're just going to end up bleeding. So these proteins are produced by the liver to help our body, to the blood to clot. They're proteins. It's very, very important. Those proteins are called coagulation factors. So everything we put into our body, we have to remember it has an end to it, a consequence. So it's very important to keep and maintain our liver. When we're inside our mother's belly, when we're in the uterus, the first trimester, the liver produces red blood cells for the baby. That's a big job. And we know that the liver produces bile, that without bile, we couldn't absorb our fats from our diet. We would lose a lot in nutrition.
It seems almost as if every function that was not designated for a different organ has ended up on the liver's schedule or plate or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
really does a tremendous variety of things.
It's very important because the liver, not only does it help for the metabolism, but it acts like a big filter. And it's very important in the breakdown functions. Now, we know that alcohol is metabolized in the liver. It's broken down in the liver. And we know that if we drink too much alcohol for many years, that we cause inflammation to our liver. And we can hurt our liver. And then the liver can eventually, when it gets inflamed, the tissue breaks down and it forms scar tissue. Mm-hmm. And that's what cirrhosis of the liver is.
Mm-hmm.
So we also know that the liver can regenerate itself, not totally, but a lot of times if the cells are broken down, they can regenerate themselves. However, I don't think any of us should push the envelope.
We hear about damaging our liver from time to time, and alcohol is the immediate thing that comes to my mind. I, just anecdote here, have had a friend who just passed away. 35 years old.
Oh, that's...
And that while cirrhosis of the liver was not the cause of death, I was surprised to hear that the result of his autopsy shows massive liver damage. He was a very heavy drinker.
Remember, alcohol. Last week, we spoke also there's different viruses that can affect the liver. Mm-hmm. We had a whole program on hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. So that's why it is so important to get tested for hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our liver breaks down any medicines that we take. Mm-hmm. It detoxifies. It is very involved in drug metabolism. It also is very important in the metabolism of any herbs or supplements that we take.
Wow, and we take a lot of those, don't we?
So I'm just gonna move on this, but then I'm gonna go back to the herbs and the supplements.
Okay.
The liver, we know that it synthesizes, it breaks down, and we know it also acts as a storehouse for sugar, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin B12, and it also stores iron and copper. Did you know that the liver is also important to fight infection? It is important. It has for our immune system. So this is so multitasking, our liver.
Mm-hmm.
It also produces a protein called albumin, which is important to keep the liquid in our vessels, because if we don't have enough of that protein, the water goes out of our vessels and we get swelling. So that's very, very important. Another important function of the liver, it produces a hormone that helps and affects our blood pressure.
Oh.
So we can understand how important the liver is. So if it's so important, why don't we all remember, and the most important thing to do is when you go see your doctor, you need to tell them and notify them everything that you take, every medicine that you take, every supplement that you take, every vitamin, every herb, because they can affect your liver.
I wonder how many people have found themselves in the circumstance, and maybe very innocently so, of saying, I'm listing my prescription drugs on this form for my doctor. Oh, but he or she, they don't care about the supplements I take, the vitamins I take. They don't care about the herbs. And
no, it
I
is
won't bother.
So important. In fact, it's so important because drugs can interact with other drugs. There's enzymes in the liver that break down different drugs. So some drugs or medications, mm-hmm. if you take it and it stops the breakdown of another medication, guess what's going to happen? The level that medication could go very high in your body, and that could be toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to tell your physician what you're taking. I always recommend make a list. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in your purse. How about writing it on your iPhone in the notes section? I use that.
High tech.
Yes. Why not write it in your notes section? Put it in your iPad. Make a file on your email.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're taking. Know the dosages. You know, sometimes people go to more than one doctor. They mm-hmm. go to specialists. Or they said, geez, a friend of mine gave me this supplement, and they told me it's really good for hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So some of these supplements can be very toxic to your liver if you take them in the wrong dosage. There is something that everybody takes, a lot of people take every day, or not even every day, mm-hmm. over the counter. It's called acetaminophen.
Tylenol.
Acetaminophen.
By brand name, right?
By brand name.
Mm-hmm.
But the chemical name is.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do not realize that in high dosage can kill your liver.
What is high dosage? How do we determine that?
Okay, well, you should follow the prescription, but it's recommended no more than 2 grams a day of acetaminophen. If you go beyond that, it can become toxic. Now, there have been reports of people taking overdoses of acetaminophen and therefore causing major damage to their liver. We have to know what we are taking and how much we are taking. It's for a reason that they give you the recommended dosage on the back of a label of tablets when you get them over the counter. So how can we prevent something bad happening to our liver? There's a lot we can do, actually, a lot, because we're trying to avoid the major diseases of the liver. Remember, we talked about acute diseases, hepatitis, which can be a virus that's infectious. We have spoken about chronic hepatitis, where long-term dysfunction of the liver. And in the future, we can go in more in depth, but we can also, there's the fatty liver. Because we eat so much fat in our diet, our body starts to store fat in our liver, which causes inflammation to our liver. That's a fatty liver. Cirrhosis is the scar tissue, the breakdown of the liver tissue. And we also know that cancer can attack the liver, whether it be the primary cancer or secondary. Remember, blood comes from the intestinal tract to the liver. So very many times people who or may have colon cancer, it can metastasize to the liver.
I see.
So it's very important that we know that the liver can also develop cancer, that the liver is affected by viruses. We've spoken about hepatitis B and C, by different drugs, medications, herbal medicines. So if you go to, you know, people say to me, well, it's natural. Yes, it's natural. Natural. What is natural? Natural is something that it could be manufactured by nature, but it could still hurt you. Arsenic is a poison.
I was just going to say, yeah.
You know, there's right now, you know, a lot of women are coming in. They're trying to use natural ingredients for their menopause. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about herbal supplements and vitamins. But you've got to know what is it you're putting in your body. Now, we know that alcohol also affects the liver. We know that there are genetic causes for liver diseases, such as hemochromatosis, where there is a large deposit of iron in the liver and also causes liver disease. Mm-hmm. There's also another genetic disease called Wilson's disease, where copper is deposited excessively. Mm-hmm. So what do I want everyone to remember? The liver makes, breaks down, and stores what we eat, what we take in. It is so important. We know that, as we said about hepatitis C, we know that you have to, if you're born between 1945 and 1965, we recommend that you take the blood test to check for hepatitis C. It's very important. Remember, it's the leading cause of liver transplants, hepatitis C. So by understanding the functions of what our body does, now I could go more in depth, but I'm gearing my program to the general person who wants to say, hey, I want to know what to do to keep myself healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pay attention of what I put in my body. And I also am going to tell my doctor that I'm taking all these supplements or herbal and herbs and vitamins. And I'm going to be honest with my doctor of how much I drink, how much I smoke. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling people, you've got to be honest with your physician and let them know what is it you're putting in your body, because someone who drinks alcohol, you have to know when you prescribe certain medications, wait a minute, there might be a reaction with that medication.
Seems to me like there are so many ways you can go wrong in treating your liver that you have to be very careful, as you're pointing out. But it's also important that from the very get-go, when you go to the doctor, and I know you've recommended this many times, in addition to maybe the iPhone idea, some of us maybe aren't so comfortable working with iPhones or smartphones or whatever, but you can always bring, take a little bag and bring your pill bottles and your supplement bottles and the protein shake, whatever you take, bring that all in and show the doctor.
I think that's excellent. And that's what I tell people. Bring your medicines, brown bag it. Put them in a brown bag, a plastic bag. Bring your medications, because especially if you've gone to other physicians or you go to a specialist or you have the friend down the block. I had one patient, she's the friend down the block, told me to buy these herbs and now I'm having these problems. So I look at the bottle and I said, well, one of the herbs that they used to produce was ephedra. Mm-hmm. People were using that to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a patient one time who came in because she had the worst case of palpitations. Her heart rate was 120.
Oh, my.
Because it had ephedra, which is a chemical which affects our metabolism, but also mm-hmm. our heart rate. Mm-hmm. She was taking caffeine, which also can raise the heart rate.
Sure.
I mean, it was like a triple whammy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, and I dig deep, I said, okay, so what are you taking? When I ask patients my nurses, my staff are wonderful. We get down to the bottom. What are you taking? What are you taking besides your medication? Are you taking any herbs or supplements? Are you taking even omega-3 fish oils, which are good?
Mm-hmm.
As a supplement, we need to know. We need to know. And it's important because certain supplements will also, if you're going to have surgery, you need to stop those supplements because they could affect your ability to clot, your blood to clot.
Which, again, we can trace back to a function of the liver is producing.
The liver.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the liver produces proteins that help for clotting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk about how does the blood clot, because it's fascinating. It involves proteins. It involves platelets. It's a whole cascade of events.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I wish I had the music, the balloons, the enthusiasm about your body. And I think, a lot of people say, oh, I listen to your program. And by the way, my own mother says, oh, you two do a great job, talking about you. And
thank you, Mom.
Yeah. And I know that people can hear the passion that I have, the enthusiasm to help.
It's hard to miss.
Well, I want to. Like I said before, I prepare for my programs. I want everyone, obviously this week we haven't had any phone calls, but last week we had 4 phone calls. Mm-hmm. Maybe people are just trying to absorb it all in.
Well, I think that's an important aspect of this program. There are times when you can look at this program as sort of a classroom on the air and learn. And this is one of those great examples. I had no idea. I consider myself pretty well informed, but I had no idea the liver was responsible for so many different functions in the body.
It is so important. And look, we got a call.
Let's see what's on their mind. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mickey. Your fifth caller. How you doing? This is Jimmy B.
Hi.
That's a very good subject you brought up. I just happened to be listening to you. I have a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, who works in one of these places that sells supplements and all this health food, all this health food nonsense and everything like that. Well, her husband was on some kind of stuff he took, and he lost 40 pounds too quickly.
Ooh.
He had to be rushed within a month.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I don't know if you ever heard of that or not.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate your question. But it's usually recommended not to lose more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. So these quick weight loss are not good for you.
Well, anyway,
it's not healthy.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, excuse me for interrupting. Mm-hmm. He had to be taken to the doctor because he was not feeling good. And on top of all this, he's on Coumadin because he has to get his blood thinned out, stuff like that.
So what was the outcome? What was the outcome then?
He stopped. He's off of it immediately because the physician told him, get off that stuff right now.
Right.
Otherwise, you won't be around tomorrow to talk about it.
Okay, and so he's okay now then.
But he lost it way too fast. He's on steroids. He has some health problems. I'm not saying he doesn't. His blood has to be thinned out or he'll go over stroke.
Okay.
Well, thank you for
the information. That's very good information to pass along.
People listening out there, take care. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. And yes, that's so important to know and to tell your doctor. That is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know the old saying, if it's too good to be true, it can't mm-hmm. be. You've got losing weight. You should lose no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm.
It puts a major stress on your body. 40 pounds in a month or even 2 months, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this person was on other medications which can react and with the herbal supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we put in our mouth, you know, another patients will say to me, you know, some people are allergic. That's it, you know, and it could be maybe to a mango or strawberry. You know, those are natural things, natural foods, but it could hurt a person who's allergic to that. So I think it's important, again, to sit down. And let's say when you make an appointment to see your doctor and you say, look, I'm thinking about taking this herb. Mm-hmm. Can you please tell me what do you think about me taking it with the medicines I'm on already?
I have a feeling a lot of people know that if they go to their physician and say, I want to lose, my target is 40 pounds in a month, and this pill bottle says I can do that. Most physicians are going to say, hold it, let's talk about that and probably try to talk them out of it.
Well, because
there's a
reason. We know that safely 1 to 2 pounds a week to lose weight.
It's not realistic to say I want to lose 40 pounds in a month.
No, that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know we have an obesity epidemic, but we need to do things with moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to the liver,
mm-hmm.
how can we prevent disease? Well, we can get our vaccinations for hepatitis B to avoid that virus.
All right.
We can check our blood to see if we have hepatitis C.
Okay.
We can do moderation of alcohol intake.
Okay.
We can also do moderation of our diet and try to lose weight. Because remember about the fatty liver.
Watch the fatty foods, right.
Right. We also know that we should go ahead and try to avoid certain toxic chemicals in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to speak to our physician, healthcare provider about what is it we're taking. Be honest. Be honest. Be upfront. Tell your we're here. I feel that as a doctor, I'm here for my patients.
Mm-hmm.
I love taking care of my patients. I'm here to help them.
But you've got to have the full story in order to help.
I need the full story. And if I don't know the answer, let me tell you, I will quickly find out what the answer is. Because sometimes they bring you these herbs and it says, willow tail or mm-hmm. I mean all these things you don't even know what they're at
mm-hmm.
and I'm very surprised how people will go to a health food store and sometimes they'll take something not thinking that will it mix with what I'm already on.
Be sure to ask any questions you have as follow-up. Just go to our homepage at WCCFAM.com. Look for Ask Dr. Triana. We are out of time this week, Dr. T. Thank you.
Oh, boy, the time just flew. Well, listen, stay healthy, and thank you so much, and have a great weekend.